Hadith on Marcus Sahaba Online Radio.
Esteemed listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, it is Hadith number 170. What chapter are we busy with? It is chapter on the prohibition of innovations in introducing new matters in the religion. And it is Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah Alayhi's Riyadu Salihin, an amazing kitab, amazing kitab. Hadith 170, yesterday we described to you what was the lecture of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Those qualities, we said, Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu explains to us so beautifully. Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, idha khataba, when he used to speak, lecture, ihmarat aynahu, his eyes would turn red, wa ala sawtuhu, his voice would be pitched, his voice would be raised, washtadda ghadabuhu, and his anger would intensify, hatta ka annahu mundhiru jayshin, it was as if though, to the point, it was as if though he was warning of an impending army. Yaqul, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, Sabbahakum wa massakum. Sabbahakum means that beware against an attack in the morning, wa massakum, and evening. Wa yaqul, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, Bu'ithtu ana wa sa'atu kahatain. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I have been sent at a time when I and the final hour are like this. People speak of presentation skills, communication. Look, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam utilized this to the highest level to get the people's attention. He said, Bu'ithtu ana wa sa'atu kahatain. I have been sent at a time when I and the final hour are like this. So wayaqirnu, it's explained, what did this mean? Wayaqrinu bayna usbu'ayhi sababati wal wusta. So what is the meaning of this? He would then join, wayaqrinu bayna usbu'ayhi sababati wal wusta. He would then join his index and middle fingers. That is what he meant. I and bu'ithtu ana wasa'atu kahatain. I have been sent at a time when I and the final hour are like this. Then he would hold his index finger and the middle finger and show how close it was. وَيَقُولُ, and then comes أَمَّا بَعْدُ. This أَمَّا بَعْدُ has so much of meaning in it that when you look back, where did it come from, all of this? We have to do this, inshallah, on Monday, because we are rushing for our, we're going for our country for the week. But just to introduce to you, Amma Ba'du, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did say it. What does this mean? It means now, we've spoken about that, now let's progress. Let's tell you something that, the topic, what's the topic now? The topic commences here, Amma Ba'du. فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ وَخَيْرَ الْهَدْيِ هَدْيُ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَشَرَّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ ثُمَّ يَقُولُ أَنَا أَوْلَى بِكُلِّ مُؤْمِنٍ مِنْ نَفْسِهِ مَنْ تَرَكَ مَالًا فَلِأَهْلِهِ وَمَنْ تَرَكَ دَيْنًا أَوْ ضَيَاعًا فَإِلَيَّ وَعَلَيَّ. This is the narration of Muslim. What has been said, that we're going to explain to you, inshallah, if Allah wills, on Monday. So just to know now, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's words, he said it 1400 and somewhat odd years ago. He held his index finger and the middle finger, saying, I in the final hour have been sent like this. So Allah grant us the tawfiq. We're going to continue with hadith number 170, inshallah. We head on now for the rest of the program.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.